Marvin Lewis will never win a playoff game.
That's on the TV for the record.
Oh yeah, sorry. I didn't know we were starting yet. Right on cue.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? How long have you given us predictions?
I mean, predictions are the Chiefs have the best chance, is what I heard. It's just what I heard, though. I'm actually still reading from the television. Everyone.
What's going to be the highest rated TV show this year?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not a big TV guy.
You don't have one in mind?
You know, I heard Game of Thrones is doing pretty well, so.
Catching Kelsey's not going to get
through with that. You know what? That's I'll leave that up to the viewers, you know. Exactly. I'm not sure how it is. I think it'll be a pretty funny show, but I'm more excited for the actual football season than anything else.
Going back to that, though, was this your first time ever doing something like that, getting into TV production?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even a big TV guy, so for the most part, I was going into it blind and just enjoying the experience. But so that's it. All right, nice.
So enjoying it, what was it like? How long was it take? Was the production, how long did you have to?
Not very long at all. It's actually, I ended up getting here just on time, so ended up being pretty solid. Oh, yeah, I'm 100% focused on football and ready to rock and roll.
Do you know when it starts on TV?
I don't know any of that. I didn't even know when it was going to be announced.
Did you need me convincing to go do something like that, or were you in?
I had some people get in my ear about it, but for the most part, it was my decision.
Do you have any regrets? Do you wish you hadn't done it, or are you happy that you did do it?
You know, I'm kind of in between about it. I think it'll be good for myself, and it'll be entertainment, that's for sure. But it's more so is it was a good time. That's all I really got to say about it.
Were you happy with the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, well, we'll see. I haven't seen the show yet, but I mean, for the most part, I've been happy with what I've put on camera.
Well, it's a dating show, so I mean, did you
yeah, dating? People are gonna look at me different, man. You never get to see the intimate side of a football player, but I mean, it's at the end of the day, I still make a living playing football. So,
I guess what I'll say is, did you find a young woman you really like? I guess what I'll say.
Yes, I did pick a winner.
All right, back to football. Look, Pro Bowl season, you know, as a receiver, you really, you know, it's a great season for you. I want to know what you're trying to improve as a football player. I know you can say everything, but is there one area in particular that you feel you got to get better at?
Just the overall being more physical and not trying to let my mind tie up my feet, just going out there and letting loose. There were times where I feel like I was just out there thinking too much instead of just playing instinctual football, and it's definitely something that I've been trying to work on here is just go out there and let it run.
What have you seen from the guys that are in the group? Some of the younger guys, James coming back for a second year and Demetrius coming back off the injury.
Guys growing, man. Guys are figuring it out, understanding the offense, understanding why we're calling plays against a certain defense and things like that, and just overall communication. These guys are not asking more and more questions. They're more so answering all the questions for themselves now, which is awesome to see. So we've seen a lot of growth from James and Brian. Demetrius is right there up there with me in terms of, you know, how long he's been playing in the league now. So it's fun to watch him kind of keep developing into an NFL football player. And then you got Ross Travis, who's come in and just given 100% effort on every single play. And that's all you can ask is a guy coming in new.
Travis, you feel like with the new contract comes more accountability, more responsibility?
Yeah, well, I mean, every single year comes more accountability. I mean, the contract puts a lot more on my plate in terms of being a leader and being around the office and knowing that I have re-signed to where I'm going to be around for a while. So it's definitely put a little bit more accountability, but just more of a understanding for me that, you know, I still have to go out there and play to make what I'm worth, I guess.
How do you deal with that? Like, what do you do to? I mean, you've always been a guy who's been here and worked hard. I mean, how do you translate that into?
I feel like you just you maintain what you've been doing. I mean, I've shown that I've been able to be the guy just by what I've put forth already. So it's just, you know, building on that. I'm always going to be a guy that's in the facility around the city. So that's never a question. It's just, you know, whether or not I can help guys develop and help this team grow.
You're a huge NBA fan, obviously. What are your predictions on the finals?
You know, as a Cleveland fan, you can only you can't put too much hope in there. You know, you can just kind of pray that we get it out in six games when we actually play the sixth game in Cleveland. But I mean, I'm overall basketball fan. I mean, I love Cleveland to death and I love the Cavs, but and I've been to a couple playoff games already. But it's one of those things where I enjoy the game more than I enjoy, you know, who actually wins it.
Spoken like a true Cleveland fan.
Dad, I'm telling you, I've got this thing down pat.
Hey, are you gonna get a chance to go back to Cleveland for one of these games?
Yeah, I went to two of them in the past series. Against Toronto, two of them, the third and fourth games. Well, I'm sorry, the second and the fifth games. Yes, the second and the fifth games.
So does LeBron James actually hook you up with tickets for the finals?
No, I don't know him personally. I've seen him grow in Cleveland, but I don't know him personally. No, I have not. I've only been to the Eastern Conference Finals games.
So it sounds like you might try to get to the finals this year if you can.
If it matches up, you know.
Good.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.